By the way, a friend of yours, a friend of mine, and a guy who used to work here who now is at VSiN, Sam Panionovich, is on the phone. I called him not to talk about this, but I'll let him talk about this, too. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. You know, you can bet on things like this in Vegas. You can bet on how many home runs will Eloy Jimenez hit this year. So the number this morning was 20.5 over-under. So if you think 22, 24, 28, you could bet over. If you think 19, 20, you can bet under. That number has moved up 2 home runs today with that news. The number is now 23.5.
Wait a minute. So if I think he's going to hit less than 24 home runs, I could make some money?
You could, yes. Potentially you could. Now, he's a rookie, so there's not going to be a lot of film on him. But at the same time, you're going to have a lot of pitchers. And Kevin knows this because he covers baseball all the time here in Chicago. You're going to have a lot of stubborn, older veteran pitchers say, all right, kid, let's see what you got. So they might actually pitch to the guy, and there's not much protection around him as of right now. So he could hit. I mean, look at Jose Abreu's rookie year. He had about 30 home runs. I want to say like 33, 34 homers. Granted, he was a lot older when he came into the league. But to answer your question, yes, you can bet on this. And the over-under for Eloy Jimenez home run is 23.5.
Hold
over,
on a second.
Over.
Really? You think so? I mean, I'd love that to happen, but here, I want to have my cake and eat it. I'm perpetually disappointed, so I'm going to go, he's not hitting 24 home runs. And if he does, hooray for us. I think I would say less. I would take the under.
Forever the Grinch you are.
I'm forever the realist. Hold on just 1 second. Kevin, your thoughts?
Over.
Really? You
over.
Think he's going to hit more than 23.5 home runs?
I mean, Chris Bryant had 26 his rookie year and 151 games.
Listen, I'm not a doubter. I'm not even a naysayer. I am a doubter. You think he could be a Chris Bryant type hitter?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I mean,
seeing him up close and listening to experts who have been, you know, covering the game closely, covering him closely, scouts, things like that. Yeah, I think people think this is an MVP type player.
What about you, Sam Panionovich?
I go over this year. I agree with Paul, but I'd probably go under next year because I think it's always tougher for a player to come up and do it in that second year. Bryce Harper, Mike Trout. Look at Ken Griffey's sophomore year. Usually a lot of these rookies, they come up and they do really well in that first year, but then there's film on them and there's footage on them and people have pitched to these guys before. So I think it's always the best players usually come in with a bang and then they sort of taper off a bit in year two. And it's the great ones that can adjust to the adjustment. So I think he goes over year one. I think he hits about 25, 26 homers. Probably some struggles in his sophomore season next year. But I would probably go over 23.5. Yeah, I think 25 is a good number for Eloy year one.
Sam Panionovich is on a host, is on a phone. He's a host at VSiN where they watch the wagering in sports. I got my brackets in front of me. Can I bounce a few things off you?
Yeah, who do you got winning it, first of all?
I put the mortgage first round on G. Webb upsetting Virginia.
2 years in a row, huh? You got him losing 2 years in a row.
I made a lot of money on that. I made a lot of money on that last year, my friend.
So if you would have bet $100 last year on Maryland Baltimore County to beat Virginia, $100 would have made you $2,400. That's how big of a long shot they were last year. And I'm looking at the point spread, Virginia Gardner-Webb. Virginia's a 22-point favorite. So Vegas says if these two teams play 10 times, on average, Virginia would win by 22, 88-66, 77-55. If there's one team that doesn't lose as a one seed this year, if there's one team I think that's a little bit more prepared, a little more on edge, I think it would be Virginia.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only been one number one seed that's ever lost, and it was last year's Virginia Club. If they lose again, I mean, you gotta think about firing that coach, man. You can't lose as a one twice in a row in the first round.
Well, it's only happened once, yeah. Okay, so let's do this. The only Big Ten team I have losing in the first round is Ohio State. What do you think of the wisdom of that?
I am not a big Ohio State fan this year. I think that they are very, very young, very immature, and very, very susceptible to being blown out in the first round. I actually have Michigan going. They're going to win the first round matchup. Michigan should beat Montana, King. I'm going to go out on a limb.
I know that, but I mean, all the other Big Ten teams advance in the first round, right?
I don't think Iowa is going to beat Cincinnati. Iowa is one of the worst defensive teams I've seen this year. I've got Purdue winning, though, so Lauren's going to be happy about that. Yes, Michigan State will win. Ohio State and Iowa, I've got them both losing.
Ohio State and Iowa. Okay, what about this? I've got all of the 12s winning except Oregon, Wisconsin. I'm advancing three 12s in the first round.
I should bring up Wisconsin, too, because, yes, Wisconsin's in the Big Ten. That is the most popular pick so far in Vegas because Oregon has won 8 games in a row, 4 in the regular season, then they won their conference tournament. And that point spread, when it opened up, Wisconsin was a 3-point favorite against Oregon. You look at the point spread now, yesterday morning, Oregon was favored by 1.5. So that tells you that everybody, like my mailman was like, hey, Sam, I like Oregon. I'm like, yeah, everybody likes Oregon. And if that's the case with these brackets, when you zig, I zag, I think Wisconsin has the ability to make this an ugly basketball game. And Wisconsin should they should win this game. I think they're the better team, no doubt about it.
Give me another upset. Give me something that people will slap their heads and say, wow, I didn't see that coming.
When Liberty beats Mississippi State, Liberty is the 12 seed in the East region, and they are taking on the 5-seeded Mississippi State. Liberty has a whole lot of upperclassmen. And, King, I know you know this. You always look for good senior guards.
Yes, I do.
You look for good guards that know how to take care of the basketball, and you look for guys that can hit a three-point shot, and that is Liberty to a T. They are the Flames, by the way, the Liberty Flames, not to be confused with the UIC Flames. But I think Liberty as a 12 is going to win that 12-5 matchup. And another sleeper that I really like, and I followed this team for 3 years now, these guys have gotten a lot better over the last 3 years. And you look for another group that's played together for some years. The Buffalo Bulls are in the West region, which is your bottom left on your bracket. They're currently the 6th seed in the West. They're going to play the winner of Arizona State and St. John's tonight. I think Buffalo is going to win their first game and their second game, and they're going to give Michigan everything they can handle in that Sweet 16 matchup. That'll be the 6th Buffalo against the 2 Michigan. Buffalo, to me, is a really, really strong team, and I think they can make a run for sure.
You're going to see a future NBA player in that game, too, that's for sure. I've got them winning 2 games as well. Okay, then what's your final four, Sam Panayanovich?
So I decided on Michigan State in the East region. I think finally this is the year they get past Duke. They really had some issues over the years getting past Duke. Gonzaga is my champion. I'm bullish on that. I don't care what you say. I'm picking Gonzaga. I know they haven't won before. I'm picking Gonzaga. So they're my final four team out of the West. In the South, it pains me to pick Virginia, but I think that chip on their shoulder has been in the right spot all year. So Michigan State, Gonzaga, Virginia. And how about North Carolina, the number one out of the Midwest? I'm just a big fan of Roy Williams. He always finds a way to get this team peaking in March. Not a sexy Final Four, not a lot of sleepers. Actually, no sleepers in my Final Four. But I go Michigan, Gonzaga, Virginia, and Carolina.
But you don't have Dukie there, do you?
No, I can't stand Duke, King. I can't pick Duke. I can't do it.
Well, now that's you thinking with your heart, man. I mean, I haven't seen many brackets that don't have Duke, at least in the Final Four, for crying out loud.
Do you know how many times I lost my bracket pool to my grandma and my mom? Like, I am so torn in so many different directions. It's like my girlfriend would win the bracket 1 year, then my little brother would win it. I don't think I've ever won. The only time I almost won the bracket was in 05 when I picked Illinois over North Carolina. Unfortunately, North Carolina beat Illinois in the final, and that was the closest I ever got to actually winning it.
This is good information, though. I really appreciate it. So I like your Final Four. Happy to hear you've got Buffalo winning 2. You like the 12 seed. You like Liberty winning a couple of games. That's interesting. And you've got 2 Big Ten teams not advancing. You think Iowa loses in the first round, and you think Ohio State loses in the first round as well.
Yes. Can we make one quick bet real quick? You want to go first? Who's the first number one seed to lose? Who's the first number one to go down? I'll let you go first.
Lapka, you can play in this. Kevin, you can play in this. First one seed to lose. Well, I guess I should go with Duke because everybody thinks Michigan State got jobbed anyway. So if there's a chance, I'm not rooting against Duke. I'm going to say Gonzaga because nobody's seen Gonzaga. I'm not even sure there's a basketball team there. I say Gonzaga is the first one to lose. Kevin, your thoughts. Go.
I was going to go Gonzaga. They lost in their own conference championship, so I'll just go with that one.
Lapka, go.
On my primary bracket, I actually have Gonzaga and Virginia losing out in the same round.
Nice, oh, nice. Yeah. And you, Mr. Panayanovich?
I'm going to go Duke loses to Virginia Tech. Duke would be the one. Virginia Tech is the 4. I got Duke. I couldn't have Duke lose to the 16, but I think they would they would have a really tough game against Virginia Tech. That'd be a Sweet 16 game in Washington, D.C. And I think Duke is pretty overrated. I love you guys knocking out my champion earlier, though. I love it.
Host at VSIN, that's Sam Panionovic. Used to work here. We miss you. Thanks, Sam.
All right, guys.
Nice to hear your voice. 253. This is WGN.